teacher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear mothers, lovely sisters, and kind sisters, all ladies from all around the world. Welcome to a new episode of Muslim Lady. You are listening to us from IRB English Radio. This is Asma, your humble host, and here I have a dear guest, Sister Zainab. She's going to help us through some interesting stuff for Muslim Lady.
Yes, assalamu alaikum, Asma. Thank you so much for having me. Alhamdulillah.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me. I hope I could really get some very good stuff for Muslim lady.
Yes, I'm pretty much sure of that. As you all know, being a human means that we have to reach a pinnacle, and that highest point is going to be our salvation.
True.
According to the Holy Book of Quran, we have been asked to go through the perfect models.
Yeah.
Actually, what we are going to share in this program is just something that we've been through our studies. And now we're just going to have some kind sharing of this information with the audience.
Definitely.
And of course, you're going to help us with that. And we've been through too much of points, actually, previously with Sister Zainab. She talked a lot about the special methods and some specific rules about food, providing that, making the foods and bringing that into table. And actually, we're addressing the women and the ladies because they're the center of the families and they are the ones who are going to teach the member of the family how to treat every single thing.
Exactly. Islamic way of life has individualistic ways and social ways. Mm-hmm. And we are discussing all these ways as per the lifestyle of Lady Zahra salamu alayha and Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, who was a direct teacher of Lady Fatima.
Yeah, and since we're addressing the Muslim ladies, so we're focusing on Lady
Zahra salamu alayha. All right. So we said in their family, the first focus when it comes to eating would be on the halal food. We said the food would be simple. They won't demand luxurious foods, mm-hmm. especially all the time. And there's one of I was going through the history that they once, like Imam Ali alayhi salam goes to the market and buys meat and some corn. And then Lady Fatima Zahra starts preparing it, but they can't eat it alone. Like they are not used to having a luxurious food and having it alone. Yeah. They would invite their father and Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, would come. And with his blessings, a very little amount of food would get like so much, you know,
yeah.
And they would even share it with the neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the blessings that would come into your home with the entrance of guests.
Yeah,
that women should understand, because there are so many women out there who say to their husbands, like, I'm not going to cook food if you're going to invite some guests. It's going to take my time. It's going to take my energy.
Yeah.
It may take your time and energy, but you just see what it gets in return.
Mm-hmm.
There's one of the persons who came to Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, once and told him, I love to invite people for food, but there's my wife who says that I'm not your servant to cook for others. I can cook for you, but I can't cook for others. Then Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, tells him that, invite me.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
So nice.
So the lady is surprised. Oh my God. Like, we invited Prophet and he came. And when he comes, has food over there, has dinner over there, then goes back, the lady is able to see some black shadows going behind Prophet. And when he enters, she's able to see some white shadows coming in. So when she asks her husband, and husband goes to Prophet Muhammad, mm-hmm. explains for him that my wife was able to see these things when you entered and left our house, the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, replies that whenever a guest enters your house, he comes with a lot of
blessings
yeah. with him. And he comes with his food himself. It's not you who yeah. make a food.
And
It's his existence that you were able to prepare more food. And whatever the evil things were in your house, a guest takes away.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to mention
that. So the women should not feel like frustrated with this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it may take your time and energy, but let's just see what is it getting in return.
And it is related to the women, of course. As you just mentioned previously, they do not have to go for luxurious food, because you can see that nowadays when a woman has a guest, then she can't sleep the night.
That's a bid'ah that we have created ourselves. That is not in Islam. We are stressed. We have so much emphasized on this point. Let it be simple.
Yeah, let it be easy.
Avoid being luxurious, because I mentioned the nutritionist in my previous episode from Stanford University of Medicine, Joanne Hatner, who said that eating one type of food leads to organ failure. We said that. Coming back to the etiquettes of eating, you know, we were talking about guests. Whenever they would sit with guests, they would start before the guests and end after the guests. Now, just imagine just think about it. What's the, idea behind it? Why? Mm-hmm. Why are you being told that start before the guests and end after the guests? Just imagine you yourself going as a guest to some place.
Yeah. If they start before me, then I wouldn't be able to start.
You feel so much shy just being the first person mm-hmm. to start and being the last person to end up.
Yeah.
So just see how beautiful Islam is. It's telling you to start before the guest so that he feels easy. He feels mm-hmm. relaxed. And then end after him so that he does not feel like, oh, I did overeating or something like that. So
I'm eating too much.
Yeah. It's very, very nice. Like, we are being taught these kinds of things. And then there are so many things that you have to take care of while you're having food. It should look like you're a very down-to-earth person.
Yeah.
You have seen people, especially kids, we give this habit to our kids. We do so much efforts as females in the kitchens, but we just make something and give it to our, like, children, maybe sitting on the sofa or somewhere else, lying on the couch. And whatever the posture they're sitting in, mm-hmm. they would have the food. They would have the snacks.
Yeah.
No. Just tell them, sit in a good posture. Because if you're not going to sit in a good posture, you're going to complain about indigestion. You're going to complain about cramps.
And aside from that, actually, that food has a respect. Since it's a blessing from God, we have to respect it.
There are so many things we are being taught about. Use the table linen, mm-hmm. which we call as dastarkhan in Persian. Use a table linen. Do not eat your food without a table linen. This table linen in itself has a lot of blessings. When you use a table linen, mm-hmm. you don't have to clean entire house. You don't have to sweep entire house after, like, you spread it. You have to collect the same amount of food that's, if your kids were eating, if someone else was eating. You have to only, clean only that much after you complete your dinner. You don't have to. It makes your work easy. And it has a lot of other blessings as well.
That's very true. Thank you, sister. Let's go for a short break. Dear ladies, we'll be back in no time.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Oh, we said that when a guest comes to our home, we shouldn't take it so difficult. We shouldn't put ourselves in pressure. As women, we are the ones who is making the situation very much difficult. But it shouldn't be like that. We can take it pretty much easy in order to have much more of guests into
our
home. You can
take, actually, as a woman, help from your husbands, like Lady Zahra Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how you used to take help from Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Yes, of course.
It's really very interesting. Whenever she used to cook food, Imam Ali alayhi salam, without that she would call him, he would come and, start helping her in kitchen, mm-hmm. which breaks the stereotype that men only need to sit on the couch and they need to only have whatever is prepared in front of them. No. go and help your ladies in the kitchen.
Yeah, they'll feel good. That is all a big lesson for every single one of us.
But I would definitely stress on this point. There are some of the women, unfortunately, who think that men entirely need to be in the kitchen. No, that's not the way. You can take their help, but just, you know, try to be, I just told you, a believer.
It's a cooperation.
A believer is intellectual. When you're doing so, you're gaining more rewards. So in, you know, the Muslim families in the very, whose faith is very, very firm and strong, mm-hmm. they would do competition. Like I used to interview one of the guests before who would say, like, me and my husband would like fight with each other. No, let me wash utensils. And he would say, no, let me wash utensils. Yeah. Because a believer is very, very intellectual. He knows what rewards it carries. Coming back to a topic on eating etiquettes, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that I lived with Lady Zahra salamullah alayha, and being the daughter of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, she was the dearest of her father, so kind of, you know, princess of that time. Mm-hmm. But she worked in my home the way, whenever, he says that whenever she would carry water, it would be visible on her body, like on her chest, around. She would so much carry the water in the flasks and so many things, whatever they used in those days to carry water from one place to another. So she would so much carry the water to prepare food that its effect was her clothes were wet. It was visible from her clothes that she had been carrying water from here and there.
Yeah, she's
being
been doing
the princess
a hard
of
job,
the time,
yeah.
You know. He says about grinding the flour. She would make the flour herself and she would grind it herself with her hands to the extent, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, that her hands would develop kind of blisters.
Mm.
So then she would sweep and clean the home in a way that her clothes would become dusty. And she would make efforts to turn on the flame underneath the vessels in which she wants to cook the food. To the extent she would make efforts to, begin the flame. It's not. Yeah. It has not been as easy as we have today, like
of
1, 2, and 3.
Yes.
It had been very difficult those times.
Back in
so
time.
So she would make so much efforts. Again, the effects were visible on her clothes. Now, a question. Do all these things mean that a woman has to make herself polluted with everything, dust, what's around, or she has to look very, very untidy? No.
Yeah.
It teaches us dedication. Being the princess of the time,
nice. Yeah.
Being the dearest daughter of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, she made all these efforts for herself. For her family.
Yeah, you know? For her family.
So this all, like, her, the effect of carrying water, making food, turning on the flame, all would look upon on her clothes or, like, face or hands. What does this show? This shows that she was a very, very dedicated woman. And we as women have a lot to learn over here.
Mm-hmm.
And then Imam Ali alayhi salam says she was so, so adjusting. She had never been demanding.
Yeah.
You see the women?
But she never complains.
You know, you see the women today? I can't cook food. Go and order it from outside. We so much order foods from outside. From outside. It's neither, again, the simple one. It's neither, again, the hygienic one. We don't know how it was prepared. We're not sure about it's being halal, especially
and it does not.
Especially when we are living in a non-Muslim country, we don't know if it's a halal food. So all those etiquettes defined before, we don't know anything about them. And see, the best woman of the time, the princess of the time, is mm-hmm. so, so dedicated. Imam Ali is explaining all that. It's a lesson for us to be adjusting rather than being demanding, to be dedicated rather than being lazy.
Yeah.
You know? So then in the nutrition chart, Prophet Muhammad would have always dates. And he would say that dates are the best gift you can give ever to a believer. So this like dates was one of the things that was definitely on their chart list, like nutrition chart. Well, today, you know, every kind of, we have children, we have adults, we have a lot of, we as women ourselves, mm-hmm. you know. From kids to elder women, you will see one thing very, very common, that's iron deficiency.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of
which has been
diseases
very common
that go back to iron deficiency itself. So how does it come? Where does it come from? Where does it root from?
Of course, from the foods we eat.
Yeah, but if you have dates in your food, mm-hmm. it is a natural iron content you're going to
yeah.
take. That's proved. I don't need to provide very, very medical research over here. You can go and search on the internet. The natural iron content you can take anytime is dates.
Yeah.
And when our Prophet said that it's the best gift you can give
and it's
in
not,
terms of food, it's the best
it's
gift you can give to a
artificial
believer.
Artificial sugar.
Yeah.
It's all natural and it's going to be healthy and it's going to provide too much of goodness for your health. We learned so much from what Sister Zainab just mentioned in today's episode. Thank you for staying with us. Until another session, I bid you farewell.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone. Let us ponder on a beautiful statement from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Often your utterances and expressions of your face reveal the secrets of your hidden thoughts.
Fiqh or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked in
the Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
of
self-purification is the most significant
factor.
Imamate is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, welcome to another episode of the program Ulama's Speech on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short Farsi speech by Hujjatul Islam Ranjbar. Stay tuned.
The
رنگ راحت ریخته میشه ولی راحت جمع نمیشه.
Paint pours down easily, but it is not cleaned easily. In better words, paint sticks easily, but is removed hardly. Belongings are exactly like vase. They are like paint. They stick to our lives and are not removed easily. We humans fall in love with our belongings and do not leave them up to the last moment of our life.
بعضی ها هستن از تعلقا دلبستگی ها وابستگی ها.
However, there are some people who are free from the belongings of this world. But the main question is how we humans can reach such a status in our life to free from the belongings. The answer is to be only the servant of Allah. As long as we are the servant of Allah, we won't become the servant of others. Being in servitude to Allah is for sure better than servitude to materialistic world. Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Kalam Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program Ulema's Speech, which was the English translation of a short Farsi speech by Hojjatul Islam Ranjbah. To find out more about this program, log on to our website, parstoday.com/en Kalam Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Cultural news, social news, scientific news, artistic news. With delight.
England's Paradise Wildlife Park welcomes its new guest, an endangered red panda cub. The mother, Tilly, gave birth to the cub just 1 month after she lost her breeding partner, Nampang. Experts say Tilly had been under a breeding project for 4 years. The cub has been named Little Red, and his birth is being celebrated as a, quote, symbol of hope. Red pandas are classed as an endangered species and are on the red list of the International Union for Conservation of Nature. The bushy-tailed bamboo munchers dwell in high-altitude Asian forests, and their population is now fewer than 2,500. Robots are slowly but surely becoming part of everyday life, taking on human roles in different areas. Now, fast food restaurants can make French fries faster and better as a robot called Flippy 2 takes over the job.
When an order comes in through the restaurant system, it automatically spits out the instructions to Flippy. Takes a frozen product, fries it for the precise amount of time, and puts the finished product in the end. It does it faster, more accurately, more reliably, and happier than most humans do it.
Flippy 2 has been created in a robotic lab in California called MISO after 5 years of efforts by its developers. According to the project engineers, a really good understanding of the food science is needed to make sure the food quality is there, how different food sticks together, and how the temperature and heat affect it. The MISO CEO says the machine can cook several meals with different recipes simultaneously, removing the need for catering staff.
This technology utilizes a whole bunch of computer vision. There's cameras throughout the system, including right here we have these food identification cameras. The cameras not only guide the robot and tell it exactly where it is in space and how to move through this area, but also identifies the food type, and it knows the recipe for each one.
The MISO CEO says tasks like the fry station are the kind that humans are most happy to afloat. The name Flippy comes from the original machine designed to flip burgers, which was not very useful for restaurants. A celebrated Chinese artist integrates his life experiences and the beauty of his homeland using his own distinctive style of traditional painting. Chen Jialing is known for his Chinese ink paintings. Chen brings to life the imaginative richness and culture through his depictions of landscape with every brush of color. He is most famous for breaking traditional painting techniques while staying within the framework of the art form. Chen says one of his favorite subjects is the Jianggong Mountains, especially during certain hours when the sunlight offers its own visual delights.
The composition of this painting is based on the main peak of the Jianggong Mountains, because the main peak is the most majestic and imposing, especially at noon. The sun shines on the trees, forming a contour light involving trees and the large mountains, which is extremely beautiful.
The 85-year-old artist has also used fused traditional landscape painting with modern technology. Though Chen has participated in numerous art exhibitions, but he says his first solo exhibit was held in his 70s, and that's when his career really took off. Chen says he plans to paint as much of his homeland's stunning scenery as possible during his lifetime.
freedom is an essential virtue that is valued not only by humans but animals as well. Just like two eagle owls that have been released into the wild after being born in a Madrid zoo. The two owl twins were freed after months of training to survive in the nature. First, they were taken to a big aviary to develop the necessary skills, including those for hunting prey. The aviary is designed to have a similar environment to the local mountain range. Meantime, they need to gain muscle and come to a suitable weight. After passing various skill tests, the owls are released as part of Madrid Zoo's breeding program of night birds of prey. 7 eagle owls and 11 barn owls have been released since the program was launched in 2017. However, some of them flew back seeking shelter as they failed to adapt to the nature.
Art restoration requires intensive research and training and loads of skill. But imagine the anxiety while professionals embark on restoring rare paintings. Under careful supervision, French restorers are working to give back to 500-year-old paintings their former glory. They were rescued from a fire that engulfed the Notre-Dame Cathedral in Paris in 2019. These works date back from the 17th and early 18th century. The paintings, including 22 with large format, were temporarily stored in a warehouse and now being restored at an undisclosed location. The fire caused strictly no damage to the paintings, but they have accumulated thick layers of dirt and smoke on the surface after hanging in the cathedral for centuries. Some of the works also have paint loss due to overcleaning that restorers say need to be repaired elegantly.
On the outskirts of China's metropolis, Shanghai, a tiny island has been dubbed Cat Island as it provides shelter for stray animals. Since it opened last month, a charity based on the island is taking in cats mainly brought from Shanghai residents. These small carnivorous mammals are neutered and evaluated, and those with good temper and health are allowed to roam free on the island. The city's Stray Cats Management Center says their trap-neuter-release policy is to protect stray cats, limits their population, and maintain ecological balance. However, Shanghai has an estimated 200 stray cats per square kilometer, which means other methods will be needed to control the urban population, stray cats.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
A pair of baby panda twins make their debut appearance at the Chongqing Zoo in southwest China, with visitors flocking to cherish the abundance of cuteness.
Our returnee panda, Irshan, gave birth to the twin brother and sister on July 22nd this year. Currently, the elder brother weighs 4.3 grams and the younger sister weighs 0.6 grams. They're in good condition at present.
The twins' first public appearance was on Saturday, the first day of the week-long National Day holidays. During this week, the pair of giant panda cubs will be on display in the nursery of the panda house of the zoo. Their mother, Irshan, once lived in Canada as a goodwill envoy, but returned to her homeland in 2020. This was Irshan's second delivery of twins. A total of 21 pandas currently live in the Chongqing Zoo, which has been breeding giant pandas since the 1960s. The evolution of robots has been one of the fascinations of recent technological developments. And now the most cutting-edge achievements in that department were presented to the public during a conference in Beijing. The four-day annual World Robot Conference was held both offline and online. It featured three major events, including forum, expo, and competition. On display were more than 500 sets of robots from 130 companies from China and abroad. The conference gave an idea of how the future of humanity will be impacted by the automations. It shows how they can contribute to different sectors, from the restaurant industry and medicine to elderly care, agriculture, and manufacturing. An aircraft powered by electricity may still be some way off, but one of its types is already here thanks to a whole range of innovative solutions being developed by aviation firms. American company Aviation Aircraft has debuted its all-electric plane in Washington State. The aircraft, named Alice, took off the runway at Grand County International Airport and flew for 8 minutes. It reached an altitude of 3,500 feet before touching down the ground. According to the company, the aircraft produces no carbon emissions, significantly reduces noise, and costs a fraction to operate compared to usual light jets. The company says it continues to develop and tweak the plane's battery system for an hour flight.
We're targeting a design criteria of 35 minutes for a charge. And so that'll be a charge for the typical route length. It's actually, as I just said, it's actually a design point. So going back to the comment I made earlier about designing batteries for aircraft, it's one of the considerations is how quickly do we want it to charge? How much power do you want to be able to draw from it? So again, we're targeting call it 30 minutes of charge for an hour of flight time, or about 2C if you're...
The company aims to find its way into the market for trips that sit between 150 and 250 miles, a range that features aircraft similar in size to Alice. It will also be for both commuter and cargo flights. For aircraft manufacturers, this paradigm shift is driving fuel savings in flight and on the ground, reducing carbon footprints and NOx emissions, while also improving reliability and cutting maintenance costs. Many people of the world are supported almost completely by animals because they live in areas unsuitable for animal husbandry. But these days, even some city dwellers are making their living out of animals, like a Virginia girl. Andrea Diaz quit her job at a restaurant and started to rent her pet alpacas to cheer up steer crazy Americans during the pandemic. Since the launch of her business in 2020, it has expanded from 2 to 14 alpacas. Interestingly, 5 with fluffy pets are regularly making a paid appearance at birthdays, weddings, restaurants, and offices. She charges a starting price of $95 per hour. Diaz says the best part is when there are kids' birthday parties, but even it's really a fun for the adults. She calls alpacas a good exposure because they attract people.
In most of its habitats, the heavily trafficked pangolin faces the biggest threat from humans. But in Taiwan, these gentle creatures are exposed to quite a different danger, feral dogs. In the island, a government policy has led to a surge in the population of feral dogs. The pangolins share most of their roaming area with the stray animals. Plus, these scaly animals cannot move as fast as their attackers. When faced with danger, pangolins curl themselves into a ball shape, but the tail still remains at the most outer side, and that's where the dogs hit them hard.
today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about waiting for a better tomorrow, so be with us.
Yourself. Can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. Planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun. Such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us?
Today, Wednesday, is the 22nd of Rabiul Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 27th of May, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 19th of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. In this part, we open the Holy Quran and we'll listen to chapter Al-Yunus, Verse 58.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون.
Say, in the bounty of Allah and in His mercy, in that let them rejoice. It is better than what they accumulate.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It has been narrated from the Holy Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, who said, refer to the Quran so that your life becomes enriched like the lives of happy people, and your death becomes similar to those of martyrs, and you are saved from the terror on the day of resurrection. For the Quran is surely the world of compassionate Allah, which guards against Satan and favorably balances one's acts during the day of judgment.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky adorned the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
As previous episode of today's special, we're speaking about waiting for a better tomorrow. Dear friend, according to a tradition from Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, waiting for a better tomorrow is also a form of worship. This formula has nothing mysterious about it. It is based on the well-established laws of nature. When you face some unwanted situation and you become negative, then you are bound to suffer some deprivation. Due to your negativity, you will hinder your intellectual development and you will become discontent with your job. You may even start underperforming and become unwanted by your company. This shortcoming in your performance will lead to a negative result in your life. But if you adopt the formula, you will become stress-free and full of hope. This will make thinking positively a habit. Having a positive nature will surely enhance your skills and make you a more sought-after resource.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad and his purified progeny. In this verse, we are going to talk about how to make a better tomorrow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قِصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In their stories, there are some lessons for the people, for the wise people, for those, for the people of pondering and thoughts. So Allah wants the people of wisdom, the people of the intellectuals, to think, to ponder, and to study about the lives and the history and the about the history of the past people, to see how they were lost and how they went astray and they lost those opportunities that they were in. So this helps us to understand and take care of our today. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another verse in Surah Al-Hajj, verse 46, says that, and stop repeating evil things that do not benefit them. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, again, this is Surah Al-Hajj, verse 46. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hajj, verse 46, says that God sees walking in nature as the cause of clarity of hearts and understanding of the truth. The next suggestion, the next instruction that we can find in Quranic teachings is this beautiful verse of Surah Al-Hajj, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, walking the nature in the cause of and as the cause of clarity of hearts and understanding of the truth. So being in the nature itself actually inspires you to what you need to do. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
I like this title for this part, and know you, renew your life. Often when we want to start a new page in our life, we tie such a wish to some favorable circumstances in the unknown future, a turnabout in our career, or a special date or event. This postponement is accompanied by the belief that power will come to us at that time to reawaken hope after despair. But this is merely an illusion. Renewal of life springs, above all, from within the self. When life is faced with purpose and insight, there is little danger of succumbing to one's surrounding circumstances, no matter how bitter they may be. The present day you have in your hands, the soul within you, and the smiling or frowning circumstances around you are the foundations from which your future emerges. Prophet Muhammad said, Allah spreads out his hands at night to accept the repentance of those who sin during the day. And he spreads out his hands by day to accept the repentance of those who sin during the night.
يا إلهي فاعف
Thank you very much for joining us. This is today's special. Be with us for knowing about one thing to do right now to make tomorrow a better day, and that is establishing break and silent times. Your mind needs periods of rest to decompress and relieve itself of stress. Otherwise, you'll work yourself to be brink and end up feeling terrible, even if you're squeezing all extra hour of work time. Right now, schedule at least 2 breaks for yourself and make them a high priority. Don't let yourself work through them or sacrifice them for any reason. Those will serve as your decompression time, giving you something to look forward to and giving you a chance to keep yourself in a healthy frame of mind all day. Silent time, with no active forms of communication running in the background, is also valuable.
Allah says, وَإِذَا جَاءَكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِنَا فَقُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. If those who believe, they come to you. Those who believe in our signs, they come to you, meaning they come to seek forgiveness, to start fresh, they come for guidance. Tell them, peace be upon you. Allah has written upon Himself, has made it mandatory upon Himself to be merciful. كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. He made it binding upon Himself, mandatory upon Himself to forgive. When we have a merciful Lord like this, that He's made it mandatory upon Himself to forgive, to look away, to start fresh, to forgive our sins, how can we have despair? أَنَّهُ مَنْ عَمِلَ مِنْكُمْ سُوءًا بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَصْلَحٍ فَإِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. If some of you committed sins out of ignorance, bijahala is not necessarily ignorance, but out of shallow-mindedness, out of forgetfulness, out of ignorance, out of not paying attention, out of not concentrating. مَنْ عَمِلَ مِنْكُمْ سُوءًا بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَصْلَحَ. And then he repents after that and fixes the problem. فَإِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah shall be all merciful. So here, وَأَصْلَح means they fix their problems. Come clean to Allah. Seek forgiveness and fix your problem. Go and do what you have to do. Go and do what you have to do. You in the past you didn't pray, now come and pray. In the past, you didn't fast, come and fast. You didn't pay khums, now you can pay khums. If you violated people's rights, if you violated people's freedom, if you hurt people, go and fix your problem with others. Let them be satisfied. Let them forgive you, and then come clean to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah will start a new page with you, inshaAllah.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. It seems that our time is over, so inshallah we continue this interesting topic in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Don't forget, follow us on parstoday.com/en. We're going to speak about waiting for a better tomorrow. Till tomorrow, have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allah Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. La ilaha illallah, Allah Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, علي الإمامي.
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en. This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.